Boris Johnson may not have been expecting the boisterous reception he got in tiny Luxembourg, where he'd gone to hold his first meeting as British Prime Minister with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker and Luxembourg's Prime Minister Xavier Bettel.
Hey, Boris, leave our rights alone.
The presence of the protesters made Johnson bolt to his car for a quick getaway and skip a planned press conference with Bettel. The Luxembourg Prime Minister went ahead with his appearance, standing next to the empty lectern reserved for Johnson, and gave voice to the exasperation many people feel about Brexit. Bettel was especially annoyed by the British government's repeated rejections of the deal former Prime Minister Theresa May negotiated, and the fact there have been no alternatives coming from Boris Johnson.
We did not decide to organize that Brexit. It is a unilateral decision of the UK government. Don't make it like the European Union would be the bad guy not accepting decisions that the UK proposes. These are homemade problems. I won't accept any time to be responsible as European leader, neither the Commission nor the 27 other countries, for, I'm sorry, the mess we are in for the moment. Thank you.
Bettel got huge applause from the onlooking demonstrators and huge attention on social media, as both his passionate speech and the photos of Johnson's lonely lectern went viral among Brexit watchers. But the incident also sparked some criticism for those who say antagonizing the British government isn't going to help find a solution. Rosa Balfour of the German Marshall Fund says EU negotiators, such as Michel Barnier, have preferred to keep a calmer exterior.
I think people in Brussels were not too happy with the performance of the Luxembourg PM, mocking the Brits. That's not the message they've been trying to send. They've been trying to send, if you're serious, so are we. I don't think that's how the Barnier team would want to display their diplomatic skills.
Pro-Brexit members of the European Parliament nonetheless attacked Barnier during a debate over Brexit. The UK's head Leave campaigner, Nigel Farage, accused Barnier of trying to prevent Britain from leaving.
Keeping us trapped inside this was the objective of Barnier's from the start. The fear is that the UK breaks out of the customs union, breaks out of single market rules, and we become more competitive, and we become much wealthier outside the European Union than within it.
Barnier calmly rejected the accusations, speaking here through an interpreter.
Nobody is trying to dodge the decision of a majority of the voters of the UK to leave the EU. Nobody is trying to steal Brexit. Nobody is trying to hold the UK against its will in the European Union, in the customs union, or in the single market. It's your responsibility to leave. We regret it, but we need to respect it. My mandate is to deliver an agreement.
Barnier warned that the consequences of Britain leaving on October 31st without an agreement would be catastrophic for both sides. The European Parliament passed a non-binding resolution mandating Britain must get a deal with Brussels before quitting. But, of course, there's no or else. And the possible alternatives to the current deal must come from the UK, which has yet to submit anything. Will Britain ask for more time? Will Brussels grant it? Most EU leaders say if there's a good reason, they would. Speaking to the EP, Tutti Tuppurainen, the Minister for European Affairs for Finland, which currently holds the EU's rotating presidency, urged her colleagues to be generous.
We must also be ready to consider the extension of the Article 50 period if we receive a duly motivated request from the UK government. May I recall to mind that patience is a virtue.
Still, it's a virtue that has limits. After meeting in Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron and Finnish Prime Minister Antti Rinne called for Britain to present its plan by the end of the month. Rinne was stark. If no proposals are received by the end of September, he said, then it's over. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.